George started speaking in what I can only explain in a sing-song voice.
Can you imitate it?
Yes, I'm going to sound really crazy, but it says, "Oh my God, hello, Benny Boo Boo." So he raises his voice and then drops his voice. It's like a pretend voice, but he pulls facial expressions as he does it. And instantly the nurse said, "Will you be taking this cat home?" And George replied to the lady and said, "Yes, when can we take him?" You know, in his normal voice, really, because he talks quite firm and straight-faced and quite strict in his normal voice. But what the cat's voice brought is a sense of humour and smiling.
Which he never done before.
And laughter, which he never did. So I see now that this voice, he used this other voice to do all these things that he never could do. Well, you can imagine, for me being a mum, how nice that felt. I could have stood there forever just watching him smile, because it had been years I'd waited for his face to lift. When he was asleep, I used to lift his face, because I used to pull his cheeks up like that to see what he would look like if he smiled, or what he would do if his eyes crinkled, because he was so... he had no expression.
Sort of poker-faced.
Yeah, sort of poker-faced. But now he does all this smiling and makes up these stories in this voice, in Benny Boo Boo's voice, and it just changed our lives.
But last year, when the family went on a rare holiday to Egypt, the cat disappeared. George took the news very badly, and Julia knew she had to do everything she could to find Ben. When she got back to England, she pulled out all the stops.
I rung all the national newspapers, The Sun, The Mirror, everybody.
And what did they say?
I begged with them. I said, "Please," I said, "just can you please help me? My son used to speak. He stopped. He won't eat. And I'm so scared. Will you just please put my cat's picture on the front of the newspaper and help me bring him home?" Most of them laughed at me, to be honest. I then went and started ringing to find a private investigator. And every time I got to the point, they said, "OK, who is the person?" And I said, "A cat." They hung up. Now, I can see why now, but at the time it angered me, because I thought, you know, I just need some advice or some help. You always think, don't worry, somebody's going to turn up and say, "I'll help you." And there was one person, and her name's Jessica Thompson from the Hounslow Chronicle. I never forget. She hung up on me because I was really crying, but she rung me back. She said, "I know you can't afford to put anything in the newspaper," because it was something like £400 for a page. She said, "but as soon as a free gap comes up, send me a picture and I'm going to put your cat in the newspaper and try and help you." Well, really, that was when it really bigly started, really, because she put this massive picture of my cat in a local newspaper with all my details at the bottom. And from that, I started getting loads and loads of phone calls, emails, you know, from people who had animals, who understood, who just, whether they was giving me the tiniest bit of advice or just sending me a really nice message saying, "don't give up. Keep going, be strong, because, you know, you will find your cat."
And how was George reacting during this whole thing?
George had literally just gone back many years. It was like dealing with him again at five. He didn't want to talk to me at all. He showed no sort of face expression at all. The only thing he did do, which was absolutely awful, was he would stand where our cat laid the most, on a pillow on our bed, and he would stand and cry. But when I say to you cry, heavy tears would come out of his face, but no expression. George cried heavy, but didn't even do that sniffling bit, or, you know, crease his face. It was all very straight-faced. And I used to say to him, because it used to make me cry so much, I used to have to run away, run in the bathroom, put a towel on my face, cry really loud, quickly get over it and come back. And he'd still be stood there. And I'd say, "be strong." I'd say, "don't worry, because I'm going to find your cat." He would not look at me or anything. He said, "my heart hurts."
Julia pursued endless false leads until one day, 3 months later, as Christmas was approaching, she got a call from a woman from Brighton, a city on the south coast of England. She said Ben was sitting in her kitchen. Julia travelled through heavy snow to get there as soon as possible.
I was just crying, but I wasn't crying like with sadness. It was just this relief, I think, that was coming out with me. I'd been on the search from 3 months to this day, and I just thought, oh, my God, this is everything I ever dreamed of, and I did get it back.